content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hello, this is Linda Orndt from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading from to you from a wide variety of sources about events coming up in the Triangle over the next few days. Let's start with the Town of Cary's Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Resources information. The Town of Cary is going to sponsor the Brussels Chamber Orchestra and side-by-side local student musicians in concert on Friday, July the 8th at 7 p.m. This is going to occur at the Cary Community Arts Center at 101 Dry Avenue in Cary. After a week of camp with the Brussels Chamber Orchestra, the camp ends with a concert that features the students playing alongside the BCO musicians. You can visit www.crosscurrentsfestivals.com for more information, and the tickets are $20. The Brussels Chamber Orchestra is also going to provide a whole lot of concerts over about the next 2 weeks for the folks that live in Cary or any of you that live in the Triangle and are interested. There will be a free open rehearsal on Monday, July the 11th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the First Baptist Church Chapel. There you can experience firsthand the inner workings of an international chamber orchestra's rehearsal process. All open rehearsals are free and open to the public. And again, visit crosscurrentsfestival.com. That's the Brussels Chamber Orchestra open rehearsal Monday, July the 11th from 10 to 2. They're also going to rehearse on Wednesday the 13th from 11:30 until 2 at the Cary Senior Center. And again, the rehearsals are free. And you can get more information about that at the crosscurrentsfestival.com. They will be in concert, and this will cost you to go, on Thursday, July the 14th at 7 p.m. at the Community Arts Center in Cary at 101 Dry Avenue. Tickets for that event are $25 apiece. Again, that's the Brussels Chamber Orchestra, and they're going to have some soloists as well, and they'll be in their concert mode on Thursday, July the 14th, as well as on Sunday, July the 10th. I skipped that one. I'm sorry. Sunday, July the 10th, the Chamber Orchestra and soloists will be in concert at the Cary Community Arts Center, 101 Dry Avenue. And again, the tickets are $25 for the July 10th performance as well as the 14th performance. But on the 11th and the 13th, you can listen to them free at a rehearsal. Cary also sponsors the Starlight Concert Series. They're going to have Crackdown, that's spelled C-R-A-I-C-D-O-W-N. It's free, and it will be Friday, July the 15th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center Garden. Crackdown performs acoustic roots music with a high-energy, rock-inspired flair. The band's repertoire draws from many sources, including the jigs and reels of the Celtic cultures, Brazilian coros, the swing musettes of Paris, American roots, and original compositions. For more, you can get that information by dialing 460-4963. That's the Starlight Concert Series featuring Crackdown, free on Friday, July the 15th, that's next week, from 7 to 9 at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. The Brussels Chamber Orchestra is also going to perform on Friday the 15th, this time at the Cary Community Arts Center at 101 Dry Avenue. Tickets, again, will be $25. The final festival concert with the Brussels Chamber Orchestra will be Sunday, July the 17th. Again, it will be at the Cary Community Arts Center at 101 Dry Avenue. The tickets, again, will be $25 for that. Movies by Moonlight, they will be showing the movie Red, which is rated PG-13. That will be Thursday, July the 17th at 7 p.m. at the Cocobooth Amphitheater at Regency Park. Bring your blanket or lawn chair and enjoy a great movie on the big screen. Movies start at dusk. The gates open at 7 p.m. For more information, you can go to boothamphitheater.com. That's boothamphitheater.com. Or call 462-2025. That's 462-2025. Tickets are $3 for adults and free for children under 12. So I'm assuming anyone over 12 is considered an adult. Movies by Moonlight will have Twilight, Eclipse, another PG-13 movie, on Thursday, July the 21st at 7 p.m. Again, this will be at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, and that will be on Thursday the 21st. Their movies by Moonlight apparently are every Thursday, at least in July. If you want to see Red, go on July the 17th. If you want to see Twilight, Eclipse, go on the 21st. Tickets, again, are $3 for adults, free for children under 12. They're going to hold a whitewater rafting adventure Wednesday, July the 20th through Thursday the 21st from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. They will depart from the Herbert C. Young Community Center. The overnight trip includes a stay at a cabin in Bryson City, North Carolina, and then will hit the Nantahala River for a safe, guided tour and a day of fun. Don't miss out on this action-packed trip of whitewater rafting, socialization, and fun with other teens. These are for middle school and high school kids. Registration deadline is Wednesday, which is past, but I bet if you call them, you could get in there. They say Wednesday, July 8th. Well, today is Friday, July the 8th. I think they're a little bit confused, but that's all right. For more information, call 460-4965. That's the Whitewater Rafting Adventure for middle school and high school people. The second annual Cary Scavenger Hunt is going to be held on Saturday, July the 23rd from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. It will happen at the Fred G. Bond Metro Park waterfront. Come join us for Cary Citizens Townwide Scavenger Hunt. All you need is a few friends, a car, a digital camera, and an adventurous spirit. Register early. For more information, you can go to carycitizen.com. The fees are $55 for adult teams and $35 for family teams. I want to announce to you all that the ARC of North Carolina is talking about a new art program in Siler City that is open to anyone who would like to attend regardless of ability, age, and artistic talent. It's called the Inclusive Arts Initiative of Chatham County, and it's 100% free to attend. The program is funded through private donations and grants. Regardless of who provides your services, or if you do not have paid services, and your staff family member may attend for free and create beautiful art. The contact person is Rocky Mateen, and you can reach her by dialing 919-533-4166. I encourage you to contact Rocky to see how you can be a part of this program and let the artist inside of you soar. So, if you are interested in creating your own art and you live in the Siler City area, call Rocky Mateen at 919-533-4166 for more information about when and where to go to create your own art, and that is sponsored by the ARC of North Carolina. Moving onward, the North Carolina Symphony presents Pirates, which pairs great music with family fun and fireworks. Pirates will be at the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater July 9th. The North Carolina Symphony invites music lovers of all ages to put their best boot forward for swashbuckling fun time at the Rex Healthcare Summerfest Series. Buccaneers, freebooters, privateers, and scalawags can all raise a glass to a family-friendly concert extravaganza. Pirates at Cocoa Booth Amphitheater, Saturday, July 9th. That's tomorrow evening at 7:30 p.m. The gates open at 5 p.m. Children 12 and under are free. Maestro William Henry Curry leads the orchestra in a lineup packed bow to stern with music from the Pirates of Penzance, Hook, Peter Pan, Captain Blood, The Flying Dutchman, and more. Lending their vocal talents to the voyage are Molly McGinn and Scott McLeod, who join North Carolina singer-songwriter Laurelyn Dossett for songs from her musical, Bloody Blackbeard, first performed at Greensboro's Triad Stage in 2008. I'm thrilled to bring the music of Bloody Blackbeard to the Summerfest audience, says Dossett. The symphony has perfectly captured the drama and darkness of Blackbeard's legend, as well as the mischievous romp of the pirates' chanties. After a wonderful mix of traditional fare and symphonic favorites, including a popular composition by North Carolina Symphony bass trombone and Morehead City native Terry Mizesco, the symphony brings the performance to a rousing close with highlights from Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. But the night's not over. The concert features a spectacular fireworks finale. At this symphony concert, the music is only part of the fun. Back after its success at last year's Summerfest performance of The Wizard of Oz, the symphony's costume contest welcomes all audience members to arrive in their best pirate wear, with prizes handed out to children and adult winners during intermission. There will be treasure in these waters. Forgot your costume? Pirate-themed gifts will be given to the first 200 concert-goers, so early arrivals can look the part when walking the plank, following the symphony's treasure map, or taking part in activities and performances provided by Backyard Playground, Ebony Child Face Painting and Design, Kidsville News, Marvel's Kids Museum, Aura's Designers Fine Jewelers, and the Shadow Players Stage Combat Group. Also included in the pre-concert festivities is the symphony's popular instrument zoo, which offers kids the opportunity to try out the orchestra's instruments for themselves, and the Whole Foods Market of Cary Picnic of the Week contest. The symphony's roaming judges award the weekend's best picnickers with a $100 gift basket from Whole Foods. Two honorable mentions recipients will take home $20 Whole Foods gift cards. Visit www.ncsymphony.org/picnic to view previous winners. And finally, the North Carolina Department of Cultural Resources will be on site with items from the Queen Anne's Revenge, flagship of North Carolina's original pirate, Blackbeard. The artifacts are presented in conjunction with an exhibit at the North Carolina Maritime Museum in Beaufort, opening June 11th. General admission to pirates is $30 in advance, $35 at the door. Covered table seating is also available for $35 in advance, $40 at the door. Children 12 and under are admitted free to all Rex Healthcare's Summerfest Series concerts. Cocobooth Amphitheater is located at 8009 Regency Parkway, just off the intersection of U.S. 1 and U.S. 64 Tryon Road in Cary. Food and beverages, including wine and beer, are allowed on the ground. The symphony takes pirates on the road Friday evening, July the 9th, performing free at Roanoke Island Festival Park in Manteo. Also, the symphony wants you to join them as the Time for Three, join North Carolina Symphony to close Summerfest with a bang. Concert and fireworks July 16th. I'll just read you the highlights of this one since it is a little over a week away. They're back. The North Carolina Symphony welcomes self-described, classically trained garage band Time for Three to the Triangle to close out the 2011 edition of the Rex Healthcare Summerfest Series. The concert takes place at Cocobooth Amphitheater on Saturday, July 16th at 7:30 p.m. Children 12 and under are free. Led by resident conductor William Henry Curry, the performance showcases the category-shattering trio's unique blend of jazz, blues, country, and bluegrass, including the group's original takes on favorites like Shenandoah, Orange Blossom Special, and Leonard Cohen's Alleluia. We sort of rock out up there. We're pretty loose. Time for Three bassist Raynan Mayer told the Wall Street Journal in 2009, based on the instruments that we're playing, people aren't used to that. Time for Three gained attention when founding members Mayer and violin Zachary DePue provided an impromptu jam session while workers fixed a power outage during a Philadelphia Orchestra concert in July 2003. Joined by violin Nicholas Kendall, Time for Three has developed a dedicated following through their limitless enthusiasm and wide-ranging sound. And that will be the Summerfest, the final Summerfest symphony concert and fireworks, July 16th at the Cocobooth Amphitheater. Okay, Arts Access. We have a few things coming up here on... We're through for this week anyway, so coming up on Saturday, July the 30th, you need to get your tickets in advance. Hairspray will be at the North Carolina Theater. That will be the audio-described performance of Hairspray. Saturday, July 30th at 2 p.m., that's NC Theater, which, of course, will be happening at... Progress Energy Center there in downtown Raleigh. Also on Saturday, the 30th, at 9 p.m., the movie The King's Speech, which won all sorts of awards, is going to be audio described at the North Carolina Museum of Art at the amphitheater outside the museum itself. That's Saturday, July the 30th, beginning at 9 p.m., The King's Speech at the NC Museum of Art in the amphitheater. Friday, August the 19th at 9 p.m., the movie The Social Network will be audio described again at the NC Museum of Art and in the outside amphitheater there. If you'd like more information about any of these, you can go to artsaccessinc.org. That's artsaccessinc.org. Or you may call Arts Access at 833-9919. So do know that there are some events coming up. There are at the end of July and the middle of August, but there are some audio-described events coming up in Raleigh in the not-too-distant future. Let's turn now to some Pinecone sessions. They're putting the spotlight on their Sunday session, which is at Tiernanog, the Irish music session, every Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. at Tiernanog, which is at 218 South Blount Street in Raleigh. The Bluegrass Jam is the second and fourth Mondays at 7 p.m. at the Busy Bee Cafe at 225 South Wilmington Street in Raleigh. Join bluegrass musicians at all levels at the Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Raleigh on the second and fourth Monday of every month. The jam runs from 7 to 10. Whether you're a first-time jammer or a veteran, you're welcome to learn the tunes and play around along or just listen and observe. For more information, please contact Jam Leaders Doug Pratt. He's doug.pratt at ncdenr.gov and David Hedrick, stringsofnine at hotmail.com, or go to the Triangle Bluegrass website. The Shape Note Sing will be coming up on the fourth Sunday of the month from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Friends Meeting House at 625 Tower Street in Raleigh. Pinecone and the Triangle Shape Note Singers sponsor a monthly Shape Note Sing. This session meets the fourth Sunday of every month. The singers have a new location at the Friends Meeting House in Raleigh. Beginners are welcome and music is provided. For directions, call 781-3596 or visit the NC Shape Note website. Okay, let's look ahead at some other things that are going on in the area that Pinecone wants to make sure you're aware of. These are traditional arts events across the state and not too far away. Friday, July 8th, Mel Melton and the Wicked Mojos, Fridays at the Front Porch at the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill. Call 800-962-8519 or carolinainn.com. That's Mel Melton and the Wicked Mojos every Friday on the Front Porch at Carolina Inn. Blue Mule at the Broad Street Cafe in Durham. Call 416-9707 or thebroadstreetcafe.com. The Hands Creek String Band, Too Young, Too Old, and Down Home Gospel at the Floyd Country Store in Floyd, Virginia. Call 540-745-4563 for more information or go to floydcountrystore.com. On Saturday, July 9th, Tommy Edwards at the Pittsburgh General Store Cafe in Pittsburgh. Call 919-542-2432 or go to thegeneralstorecafe.com. The String Peddlers will be at the Broad Street Cafe in Durham at 919-416-9707 or the Broad Street Cafe. That's all on Saturday. The Barefoot Movement will be at the Turnage Theater in Washington, North Carolina. That's Little Washington, of course. 252-975-1191 or turnagetheater.com. Dixiestrings.com for the Barefoot Movement. Dixie Strings, Unshackled, and Dry Creek will be at Lenore Community College in Kinston. Go to encbluegrass.freeservers.com. Samantha Casey and the Bluegrass Band will be a little closer to us here at the Bluegrass Barn in Benson. Call 894-8338. That's Samantha Casey and the Bluegrass Jam, and they're all happening on Saturday, July the 9th. On Sunday, the 10th, Joe Craven and the Harris Brothers will be at the Poplar Night Spot in Aberdeen. Call 910-944-7502 or go to theroosterswife.org. On Monday, July 11th, David Wilcox will be at the Arts Center in Carrboro, 929-2787 or artscenterlive.org or catscradle.com. Wednesday, the 13th, Phase Lock will be at Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh. Call 833-8898 or go to irregardless.com. On Thursday the 14th, Tommy Edwards, Alice Zincone, and Rick LaFleur will be at Captain John's Dockside Seafood Restaurant in Chapel Hill. Call 968-7955. Chris Thomas King and his Louisiana Blues Bands will be at the Berkeley Cafe in Raleigh. Call 821-0777 or go to berkeleycafe.net. Peter Case will be at the Triad Stage in Greensboro, easternmusicfestival.org/fringe.php. On Friday, July the 15th, Big Fat Gap. Fridays on the front porch at Carolina Inn, Chapel Hill. The Small Ponds will be at the Bynum Front Porch Music Series at the Bynum General Store in Bynum. Go to bynumfrontporch.org for more info. Angela Easterling will perform at the Community Arts Cafe in Winston-Salem. Call 336-724-9393 or go to fiddleandbow.org. And those are the things that are coming up in the area that Pinecones finds interesting going on in the area in the coming week. Let's move on here a little bit and spend the last bit of our time looking through some things that are coming up in Raleigh that are listed in the NNO. Raleigh Coin Club is sponsoring a coin, stamp, and currency show that will be next weekend, Friday the 15th, Saturday the 16th, Sunday the 17th, from 10 to 5 Friday and Saturday, 10 to 2:30 on Sunday at the W. Carr Scott Building at the NC State Fairgrounds. There will be over 70 dealers, buy, sell, and trade, exhibits, and door prizes. There is free admission, free parking. There will be 120 tables there, and there will be folks with estate quarters, silver dollars, stamps and coins, supplies, paper money, proof sets, gold and silver, and ancient coins as well. You can go to RaleighCoinClub.org to get some more information. Also, coming up this weekend, actually, beginning Friday, July the 8th and running through Sunday the 10th, the 60th Raleigh Antiques Extravaganza will be at the NC State Fairgrounds on Blue Ridge Road in the Jim Graham Building. That's July the 8th through the 10th, 10 to 6 on Friday, 10 to 5 on Saturday, and 11 to 5 on Sunday. Over 200 booths with quality dealers, china restoration, glass repair, art restoration, and hand engraving. There's free parking. It's $6.50 a day to attend, $7.50 for a weekend pass. Children 12 and under are admitted free, and if you can get a hold of the paper and cut out the ad, you can get 50 cents off the admission, so it would be only $6 for the day or $7 for the weekend. You can call them at 336-924-4359 or visit them at Antex of NC. Okay, that's going to be antext of nc.com. Antiques Extravaganza, antext of nc.com. North Carolina Symphony is going to present the music of Queen, We Will Rock You, on Thursday, July the 14th at 7:30 p.m. at the Maimondi Concert Hall at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Brent Havens will be the conductor. Tickets will run from $43 to $63. VIP packages run $100.70, but they include a pre-concert party at the Oxford with box seats and more. Go to www.ncsymphony.org so that you can get more information there. They are in partnership with the radio station 100.7 The River, so you may find that you can hear more information about it from them there. Now, sorry for the rattling, but I'm going to need to move my pages here and get to my next thing, where the NNO tells us about what is coming up and how it's going to work here. Their rock picks for this week: between Squirrel Nut Zippers and his work with Buddy Guy, Chapel Hill expatriate Jimbo Mathis has cut a wide swath through jazz and blues. But on his latest album, Confederate Buddha, Memphis International Records, Mathis goes a bit more country and lands in the vicinity of interplanetary honky-tonk, honkin' twang with a swampy groove. Dig it live Sunday at Chapel Hill's Local 506. Doors open at 8 p.m. and Gasoline Steve opens. Tickets are $10 in advance, $12 at the door. See local506.com for further details. Country picks: with 3 Grammy Awards, 32 number one singles, 11 CMA Awards, and more spins, 7.8 million on radio than any other country artist of the past decade, Tim McGraw is one of Nashville's most celebrated stars. He stands alone, too, for his role in movies, The Blind Side, Friday Night Lights, Country Strong, and for his almost 15-year marriage to country chanteuse Faith Hill. Tonight at 7, McGraw brings his catalog of hits, along with songs from his latest CD, Southern Voice, to the Time Warner Cable Music Pavilion at Walnut Creek. Luke Bryan and the Perry band Perry will also perform. So, Tim McGraw will be tonight at the Time Warner Cable Music Pavilion at Walnut Creek with Luke Bryan and the band Perry. Other highlights: on Saturday, the Country Bluegrass Quartet, Lanelle Davis, Gene Knight, Jason Beverly, and Tommy Edwards will perform at the Pittsboro General Store Cafe. Also, other highlights under rock: Saturday, speaking of acts that used to record for Mammoth Records, Dash Rip Rock plays Raleigh's Berkeley Cafe. 80s hitmaker Psychedelic Fur are at Carborough's Cat's Cradle. Birds and Arrows holds forth at Durham's Motorco Music Hall with Small Ponds. And Dark Star Orchestra conjures up Grateful Dead shows on the outdoor stage at Raleigh's Lincoln Theater. Furthermore, singer-songwriter David Wilcox comes from Asheville to play the Carborough Arts Center on Monday. Thursday brings OAR to downtown Raleigh Amphitheater and Oh Brother, Where Art Thou alumnus Chris Thomas King to the Berkeley. So, there are a lot of things happening. Please, go out there. Find something to do. It's a good, good week to do that. Hopefully the rain will hold off and you'll be able to get out and do exactly what it is that you want to do. We're about to run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next week. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Linda Orndt for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. If you've got any questions, please contact us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.